Working Together, September 19th. The Happiest Place on Earth. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Children as well as parents have important duties in the home. They should be taught that they are a part of the home firm. They are fed and clothed and loved and cared for, and they should respond to these many mercies by bearing their share of the home burdens, and bringing all the happiness possible into the family. Even the little ones should be trained to share in the daily work, and should be made to feel that their help is needed and is appreciated. The older ones should be their parents' assistants, entering into their plans, and sharing their responsibilities and burdens. Let fathers and mothers take time to teach their children, let them show that they value their help, desire their confidence, and enjoy their companionship, and the children will not be slow to respond. Not only will the parents' burden be lightened, and the children receive a practical training of inestimable worth, but there will be a strengthening of the home ties and a deepening of the very foundations of character. Work is good for children. They are happier to be usefully employed a large share of the time. Their innocent amusements are enjoyed with a keener zest after the successful completion of their tasks. Labor strengthens both the muscles and the mind. Mothers may make precious little helpers of their children. The approval of God rests with loving assurance upon the children who cheerfully take their part in the duties of domestic life, sharing the burdens of father and mother. If children were taught to regard the humble round of everyday duties as the course marked out for them by the Lord, how much more pleasant and honorable would their work appear? To perform every duty as unto the Lord throws a charm around the humblest employment, and links the workers on earth with the holy beings who do God's will in heaven.